do you, I mean, everyone, you know, tells its own story and things, and, you know, Victor slipped and the ball, Eli and Rashad dropped. Do you care about that, or do you just say, no, eliminate them?
Well, obviously you want to eliminate them, but you have to teach, and you have to coach, and you have to demand that things are done the right way. So there are probably four things on that play alone that could have eliminated the turnover.
On the interception, you mean?
Yes, on the interception.
Could you elaborate?
You know, protection-wise, you like to see guys go above and beyond the X's and O's. You'd like to see a smoother transition on the combination by number two and number three. Simply put, you'd like to see the quarterback, if it's not clean, throw it into the first row.
Was that something, too, where it looked like, was Larry supposed to go out as wide as he did? Because it looked like Victor kind of almost tripped over him when he was trying to avoid Larry.
Yeah, you'd like to see some width. It's a drive scheme.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see him open the window. How he got a, you know, how he went about it wasn't, you know, as clean as you'd like to get. For the most part, they were doing it, which what they're supposed to do. How he got there wasn't exactly right.
What about Victor's slip? He kind of slipped and, you know.
Yeah. They got their feet tangled up a little bit, yeah. Obviously, anytime someone goes to the ground, good things usually don't follow.
Yeah.
Was there anything you could even say about Rashad's turnover, or is that when you just sort of had to chalk up?
Emphasize the fundamentals. Coach the fundamentals. You talk about ball location. There are things leading up to it, preceding it, and things we could have done better after the catch. So you're always teaching, you're always coaching.
And when you're building a game plan and you have a player on the other side of the ball like J.J. Watt, what's your philosophy? I mean, do you look at things and say, you know what, we can't necessarily rely on these because this guy is there? How do you approach it?
You know, it's interesting. Each of the games that we've played so far, there have been great players on the other side of the ball. You know, whether it was up in Detroit, you know, last week, you know, Campbell, or this week. So you obviously have to take that into consideration. You can minimize the impact on the game. Be smart the way you call things, and be smart the way you scheme things. But you have to minimize their impact. He's a special player.
At the same time, is this a game where you kind of look at Weston and think that you'd like to see him take a big step forward? Theoretically, he'd see a good amount of J.J. just as much as anybody else.
Yeah, they do a good job moving him around. They're not going to leave him in one spot, so you can just scheme, put in one scheme, and try to take care of him and double-team him every snap. But, yeah, Weston's a guy that he's getting better as the season goes on. You know, he's played, seven games already? So he's not a rookie anymore. He's getting better. He had a good day today. He had a good day yesterday, and tomorrow he's got to finish the week strong out here on the field.
You ever been tempted to take a defensive player and use him the way they used J.J. Watt the other day, maybe JPP?
We've done it. You know, I've done it in my past on the goal line. We've done some things with B.J. Raji and Mike Daniels in Green Bay. But you're always tempted. I mean, look at those guys. Of course you want to use them. You have some talented guys, JPP. I mean, you could probably throw it 5 yards over the goalpost. He gets a chance to go up and get it. But, yeah, there's some talented guys you'd like to use, but they have a full plate too.
What's with Jarrell out? You know, what's your level of confidence in Preston Parker, and what does he do maybe different or even better at some points?
Yeah, we have a next man up philosophy. So whoever's next in line gets an opportunity to go play, and that's the way we move forward. And Preston's on the roster for a reason. We trust him. He creates separation out there. He's aggressive to the ball, and we know he's a competitor.
Do you look at him and Corey, though, as almost having two different skill sets? Like maybe Corey might be valuable more in a certain situation than Preston, or do you view them as interchangeable parts on the outside?
Well, whether they're outside or whether they're inside, you know, each guy has a unique skill set. You can tailor the plan to what they do best. But they're two different players.
Ben, do you ever let yourself look forward to the time that Beckham is healthy and what he could add to this offense?
No.
Why not?
He has a special skill set. He's gifted. He's talented. He's smart. He's conscientious. I'm excited for the chance for him to come out here. You know, it's got to be painful for him right now. So I'm not gonna put myself or him through any of that. And when he comes out here, it'll be a good bonus for all of us.
Larry Donnell and the way he's performed the first week, obviously, it's one of those things where, all right, maybe we got something here. Coming off of the second game, have you seen what you need to see to believe that this isn't a 1 or 2 week thing for him?
Yeah, Larry is very focused. He's working at it. You know, it's nice to see a guy that can go down the middle of the field and win for you. And, you know, he's coming along as a blocker. That has to stay important. You know, the challenge with those guys are that, you know, in the passing game, when they become a big part of what you're doing, is that's all they want to do. So they have to stay humble, continue to work and grow, and be complete players.
What have you seen from John Jarrett? He seems to have solidified himself there as your right guard, as a starter for you guys. What has he proven to you over the last couple of weeks that makes you guys confident in him moving forward?
John's had a tough road. You know, he's gone through a lot of things here in the last year, you know, health-wise, and he's fought through them. And he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy. He's a team guy. And he's done a nice job for us lately.